جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم.
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت، سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت، سلام ای رهبر.
سلام علیکم و رحمت الله. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله علی ما انعم الذی علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم يعلم، والصلاة والسلام علی من بالحلم والجود والکرم زین الرکن والمقام والزمزم اشرف ولد آدم حبیب اله العالم ابی القاسم مصطفی محمد. اللهم صل علی محمد و صلى على اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. First of all, I would like to extend my condolences for the demise anniversary of the Abu Talib عليه السلام, father of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali عليه السلام, the one who supported Islam and the Prophet at that sensitive time. I want to actually explain one of the sermon of Nahjul Balagha. At the end I will talk about Abu Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. When we heard about some prophet, they had opportunity to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wish to speak with Allah. The only way to speak with Allah is performing prayer. And the only way to Allah speak with people, with humanity, with believers, is reciting Quran. So reciting Quran is actually sitting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hearing His advice. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, in different sermons of Nahj al-Balagha, Allahum salli ala Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'minin in different sermons of Nahj al-Balagha, actually talking about importance of Quran and qualities of Quran. In Sermon 147, Amir al-Mu'minin mentioned that فَتَجَلَّى لَهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ مِنْ غَيْرَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا رَأَوْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested in His book مِنْ غَيْرَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا رَأَوْهُ. You cannot see the physical body of Allah, because Allah is different, has not body like our body. But you can see qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among His verses, among the verses of Quran. And the another point which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Amir al-Mu'minin mentioned in Nahj al-Balagha, is that the Quran is the lowest level of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that as the Quran is came from the knowledge of Allah, and the capability of the people are different, and we cannot understand completely, and our capability is not enough to understand knowledge of Allah, so everyone can understand based on his capability and ability and knowledge. Quran said, إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ بِإِلْمِ اللَّهِ. This Quran, this book of Allah, has been sent by the knowledge of Allah. The source of this Quran is knowledge of Allah. As His knowledge is infinite and has not any limit, so understanding of Quran has not limit, is not limited. That's why Amir al-Mu'minin in Sermon 147 mentioned that Bahrun, Quran, is the sea. La yanzifuhu al-mustanzifun. It means that this is the sea which his ma'arif, his knowledge, will never go to end. Will never end it. And in another khutbah, in khutbah 189, Amir al-Mu'minin mentioned that وَبَحْرًا لَا يُدْرَكْ قَعْرَهُ. You cannot suppose to understand its depth. The depth of Quran, it can't be understood. You cannot imagine to understand the depth of Quran. بَحْرًا لَا يُدْرَكْ قَعْرَهُ. And in another khutbah in sermon 189, Amir al-Mu'minin mentioned another point and another quality of Quran. He mentioned that thumma anzala ilayhi al-kitab nuran la tutfa'u masabihu. Quran is the light which wouldn't turn off his light. No one can turn off the light of Quran. Why? Because the light of Quran came from light of Allah. As the light of Allah, no one can turn it off. So light of Quran, no one can turn it off. And mention that وَنُورًا, and the Quran is the light, لَيْسَ مَأَهُ ظُلْمَهُ. It is the pure light without any darkness. لَيْسَ مَأَهُ ظُلْمَهُ. It is the pure light because the light of Allah is pure. And everything belong to Allah, and everything which do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a pure light. Why? Because it is belong to Allah. And he said, لَيْسَ مَأَهُ ظُلْمَهُ. No darkness will be with the light of Quran. It's the pure light. And if you frequently recite Quran, 100% be sure you will see this light by these eyes. And some of scholars, some of believers, they see the light of Quran. And Amir al-Mu'minin in another sermon, in sermon 175, mentioned that لا تكشف الظلمات إلا به. If you want to remove any darkness from your heart, from your family, from your society, you have to return to Quran. Any darkness should be removed by the light of Quran. لا تكشف الظلمات إلا به. Darkness of committing sins. Any sin we commit make actually darkness, point of dark in our hearts, in our body. And some people able to see this point, as well as they are able to see light of any goodness, any good deed we do. And unfortunately, as we didn't follow the Quran and we didn't act upon the verses of Quran, Quran says that the complaint of the Prophet in the Day of Judgment is absolute. Ya Rabbi, inna qawm ittakhadu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. In the Day of Judgment, all of us, we expect to intercession, to shafa'at of Rasulullah, the Messenger of Mercy, and instead of shafa'ah, Rasulullah comes and stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he complains some believers. Ya Rabbi inna qawmi, oh my Lord, my nations. I didn't accept from other nations to follow and to act upon Quran. My nation, some of mu'mineen, some of muslimin. Inna qawmi ittakhadu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. They excluded Quran from their life. They separated Quran, Mahjura. So the Quran is covenant and promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we should recite Quran? Quran answer this question. ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. Tartil is separately, any word exactly, correctly. Try to Quran, yeah, slowly. How much we should recite Quran every day? Quran answered this question as well. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Recite Quran as much as you can. Not 10 verses, 50 verses, no. As much as you can, as much as you can. I saw in the history of Imam Reza Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi ala fatahiyyata wa salam. Allahum salli ala Muhammad. The man who was controlling Imam from the, when Imam moved from Medina to Mashhad to Tus, he said, Imam used to recite Quran every day 10 juz, 1 in 3. Imam alayhi salam. And the ulama said, if you can, you should recite every day at least 1 juz of Quran. How many verses we recite? Inshallah, more than 50. More than 50. This is the minimum verse that we should recite. Let me recite another beautiful hadith. I think this hadith I actually recited in different majlis and also with Al-Hadi student as well, because this is a very beautiful hadith from Rasulullah. He said, in al-bayt, certainly any house, إِذَا كَثُرَ فِيهِ تَلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ كَثُرَ خَيْرُ. If recite Quran frequently in that house, كَثُرَ خَيْرُ, its goodness will increase. وَتَّسَى أَهْلُ, the people will extend, their mind will be expanded. وَأَوَاءَ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, and will enlighten for the people of the heaven. The angel of God will see the light of this house which recited Quran in this house. كَمَا تُذِيءُ نُجُومُ السَّمَاءِ لِأَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. The star which has light, we can see all of the star which has light. If the star doesn't have light, we cannot see them. Is the house recite Quran has light? It became a star for the angels. Why to be in light? Because the mercy and the blessing and the istighfar of angels include this house. Because in Quran, in several verses of Quran, said that one of the job of the angel of God is doing istighfar for mu'mineen. How they can recognize this house is belong to believers with this light, with Quran. So reciting Quran actually inviting angel of God to our house, asking for their blessing, asking for their istighfar. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. In sermon 186, Amir al-Mu'min said, وَعْلَمُوا, knows that أَنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ هُوَ النَّاسِهُ الَّذِي لَا يَغُشْ. This Quran is an advisor who never deceive. وَالْحَادِ الَّذِي لَا يُذِلْ, it is a leader who never misled. وَالْمُحَدِّثُ الَّذِي لَا يَكْذِبْ, it is a narrator who never speaks a lie. وَمَا جَالَسَ, this actually statement of Amir al-Mu'minin is very meaningful. وَمَا جَالَسَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا قَامَ عَنْهُ بِزْيَادَةٍ أَوْ نُقْصَانٍ. No one will sit with Quran beside this Quran except that he will achieve one addition and one reduction. زیادتن فی هدا، ادیشن این هیز گایدنس، اون نقصان من اما، ان الیمینیشن این هیز بلایندنس. سیتینگ ویت قرآن میک یو گریت. قرآن سید رجال لا تلهیهم تجارت ولا بیع عن ذکر. رجال the great person. Who is the great person? The one who actually do not diverted at the time of Quran. It means that nothing will divert this person from Salat. At the time of Salat, he leave everything other than Salat. He come to the Salat. This person, the one who knows the position of the prayer, the situation of the prayer, the importance of prayer, this person is very great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Quran said, رجالون لا تلهيهم تجارتون. Any trade, any bargaining, doesn't divert this person because he knows the importance of prayer. وَعْلَمُوا knows that أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ بَعْدَ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ فَاقَهِ. No one will need anything after guidance from Quran. وَلَا لَأَحَدٍ قَبْلَ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ غِنَىٰ. And no one will be richness before guidance of Quran, before receiving guidance of Quran. If you don't have any guidance of Quran, any light of Quran, you will need be, you are poor. And فَاسْتَشْفُوهُ مِنْ أَدْوَائِكُمْ. Secure from Quran for your illness, for your spiritual illness. And said that فَإِنَّ فِيهِ الشَّفَاءٌ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ الدَّاءِ. Quran contains a cure from the biggest disease. What is that? وَهُوَ الْكُفْرُ وَالنِّفَاقِ. This is that actually kufr, unbelief, and nifaq, and hypocrisy. And فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ بِهِ وَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهِ بِحُبِّهِ. If you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any needs, فَاسْأَلُوا بِهِ. With Quran ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of honor of Quran and respect of Quran ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهِ بِحُبِّهِ. And turn to Quran with the love of Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد. أدبوا أولادكم على ثلاث خصال: حب نبيكم، حب أهل بيته، وتلاوة القرآن. And you should actually educate your children with three qualities: حب نبيكم، love of your prophet، حب أهل بيته، and love of reciting Quran. And then Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam said that وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ شَافِعٌ مُشَفَّعٌ. Quran is the shafi', it is an interceder and will be accepted. Its shafa'a will be accepted. Absolutely will be accepted. شَافِعٌ مُشَفَّعٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his shafa'a. Its shafa'a. وَقَائِلٌ مُصَدَّقٌ. And it is a speaker who is testified. وَأَنَّهُ مَنْ شَفَعَ لَهُ الْقُرْآنُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شُفَعَ فِيهِ. And whoever the Quran do shafa'at for him in the day of judgment, the shafa'at of Quran about this person will be accepted. With reciting Quran, with be closeness to Quran, inshallah the shafa'at of Quran in the day of judgment will be include all of us, inshallah. وَمَنْ مَهَلَ بِهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And whoever Quran complain him يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ on the day of judgment, صُدِّقْ عَلَيْهِ. Its complaint will be testified as well. And فَإِنَّهُ يُنَادِ مُنَادٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In the day of judgment, someone call all of the people. أَلَا إِنَّ كُلَّ حَارِثٍ مُبْتَلًا فِي هَرْثِهِ وَآقِبَةَ أَمَلِهِ غَيْرَ هَرْثَةَ الْقُرْآنِ. All of the people who actually has a plantation, he will be answered about all of his a'mal, except the one who worked with Quran, except the one who act upon the Quran. No question, no answer needed at the day. The Quran, because his shafa'ah will be accepted, and Allah granted his shafa'ah. And mention also, am I get you tired? Do I have time? Okay, sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Because you are silent, I don't know, you are actually delighted to listen more, or it means that that's enough. No, ma, sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَمْ يَئِذْ أَحَدًا بِمِثْلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not advised anyone like Quran. If you want to listen advice of Quran, recite Quran. Advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite Quran. It means that reciting Quran, it's like sitting in front of member of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actually hearing his word, his advice. فَإِنَّهُ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينِ وَالسَّبَبُهُ الْأَمِينِ. Because this Quran is, it is the strong rope of Allah. وَالسَّبَبُهُ الْأَمِينِ, at his actually trustworthy. وَفِيهِ الرَّبِيعُ الْقَلْبِ وَيَنَابِيعُ الْعِلْمِ. Quran contains the developing of the heart. And يَنَابِيعُ الْعِلْمِ, and the spring of the heart. And polish your heart by reciting Quran, because we have hadith, whenever you recite Quran and look at the verses of Quran, your sin will be dropped and removed. Like actually seeing and looking at the Kaaba. Same reward. And here says that وَمَا لِلْقَلْبِ جَلَاءٌ غَيْرُ. For the heart there is no other shine than the Quran. Will polish your hearts. Why? Because looking at the verse of Quran and reciting Quran, removing any darkness from your heart, so your heart will be shining. مَا أَنَّهُ قَدْ ذَهَبَ الْمُتَذَكِّرُونَ. Although those who remembered Quran have passed away, وَبَقِيَ النَّاسُونَ أَوَ الْمُتَنَاسُونَ. And the one who forget reciting Quran, they remain in this world. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam wish to see the people at the past. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajah. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ خَيْرًا فَأَيِّنُوا عَلَيْهِ. If you see any good, give your support to it. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ شَرًّا فَذْهَبُوا عَنْ. But if you see any evil, actually avoid from this evil. فَإِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يَقُولُ. اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدْ. The hundred of angels based on Rabayat came down any Thursday night, and they will come back any Friday night. Why? Only to actually write sawab of your salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'minin said the Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, kana yaqul. It means that in different time he said, he used to say that, Yabna Adam, O the son of Prophet of God, اعملوا خيرا ودع الشر. Do good deed and leave any evil. فإذا أنت جواد قاصد. If you do good deed, you will put in the right path. It means that any good deed, when we did a goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us another chance, another tawfiq, another opportunity to do another goodness. Okay, this is the khutbah 186 of Nahjul Balagha, and 2-3 hadiths I want to recite about actually position and importance of supportation of Abu Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The first one from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. مثل ابي طالب مثل اهل الكهف. The example of ابي طالب, example of people of كهف, اصحاب كهف. حين اسر الايمان, when they heeded, actually hided the ايمان, their ايمان, واظهر الشرك, and they revealed the shirk, and the people, they thought that they are mushrik. Why? Because they wanted to have a connection, to make a connection between Rasulullah and others. And he wants to help Rasulullah, support Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have in actually history book that as the importance of Abu Talib, the people at that time in Mecca, they know him and called him as Sayyidul Batha, the master of Batha, the Mecca and around the Mecca. This is the master of Batha. And also knows that at Saq al-Hajij, the one who watering Hujjaj. And also as the Abu Sadah, father of greatness, father of master. And also they know that as the Hafir al-Zamzam, the one who make the well of Zamzam. So this quality shows that greatness of this personality. And that is enough for that person. And also, we have another narration reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ma nalat Quraysh minni shay'an ukrihu hatta mata Abu Talib. As long as Abu Talib was alive, the people of the Quraysh, they actually weren't able to put me in trouble. Because of sacrificing, because of his supportation. And when the verse وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ revealed, Rasulullah invited all of his family, including Abu Talib. And Abu Talib at that majlis, at that gathering, accepted Islam. And he was mu'min at that time. And there is a another statement from Ibn Abi al-Hadid. You know all of you Ibn Abi al-Hadid. He has a famous book. Actually, he actually was in 4th century. He is a Mu'tazili Mazhab from the Mazhab of Ahl Sunnat. He has a famous book about Nahj al-Balagha, 11 values. About Nahj al-Balagha, 11 volume. He said that in al-Islam, لولا ابو طالب لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. It means that if Abu Talib wasn't, there wouldn't be Islam. This is the famous scholar of Ahl Sunnat. And he mentioned that ولولا ابو طالب وابنه, if actually weren't Abu Talib and his son, it means that Amir al-Mu'mineen, lama mathal ad-deen shakhsan faqama fadaka bimakkatin awa wahama wahada biyathrib jissal hamama. It means that Abu Talib sacrificing himself to support the beginning of Islam, and Amir al-Mu'mineen continuing this sacrificing. And without these two person, Amir al-Mu'minin and his father, Islam would not be remained. And for importance of Abu Talib alayhi salam, this is enough to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the a'imma in his generation. In his generation. No one reported that Abu Talib before Islam worship idols. No one. But as the some people in another sect, in another mazhab, unfortunately, they were jealous about Amir al-Mu'mineen, as they wasn't able to find any dark point in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, they seek this darkness from the life of his father. While the Prophet in different hadith honored and respected Abu Talib, and he used to appreciate it and remember his supportation. That is enough for Iman Abu Talib and his faith. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to know Islam, to spread the message of Islam, and to be good example for mu'mineen, for muslimin in this world. Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ij'al awaqib umurina khayra. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأوانه. اللهم بلغهم منا تحية وسلاما وصل على محمد وآل محمد.
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جانم سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم